Today's meditation is to help ground you in your body, to see what season your body may be experiencing. It could reflect from Mother Nature, your cycle, or even a project you're working on. We all have a cyclical nature, and you can see as you begin to monitor and watch how they're all connected. There is no wrong way to do this meditation. You can take a walk in nature to really connect with Mother Earth. You can sit in meditation, or you can listen to it while you're moving your body. Allow your body the time and space to communicate its needs with you so you can nourish it with this intention throughout the day. Enjoy the meditation.
Welcome to Float Activity. I'm your host, Kara Dempsey, and today I will be walking you through a meditation. I encourage you to take this practice however it feels best for you. It can be used while walking, sitting, lying down, or even doing your daily tasks. I don't recommend doing meditation while driving or using machinery. I encourage you to feel in your body whenever you're in a safe place to do so. If this is your first time, welcome, and if you've been here for a bit, thank you for coming back. Enjoy today's meditation.
Take a deep breath. Release it all out. Take a moment to get grounded where you're at. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. Again. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. Now we are going to drop into our body. Do you have tension? Where is the tension? Allow your body to feel and acknowledge what you're feeling. Give it a name. Ask why it's present. Allow it to tell you. Thank it for keeping you safe. And let it know that it is no longer needed. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. Now we're going to walk through the intentions of the cycle of the seasons. We're going to see what's speaking to our mind, body, and soul. You may not get a clear answer, and that is perfect. We are giving space for our bodies to communicate, and sometimes it takes practice for our body to feel safe enough to come through. We need to build trust, just like any important relationship, to feel secure in our communication. It is important to not force yourself in a box during this time. Allow what wants to come through without judgment. Make it feel safe. Act as if it were a child who is afraid. Nurture and allow it to emerge when it's ready. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. We're going to start with spring. Imagine you're in a field with beautiful flowers emerging from the ground. They're ready to bloom, ready to shine, ready to prioritize what can bring its beautiful petals to bloom. What in your life is ready to bloom? How can you nurture this idea and plan for its life cycle? How can you invest in learning about this idea? Inquire within to see this idea. How can it be charted for success? Do you feel like this resonates in your body? It's okay if not. There are other seasons of your cycle that can come through. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. We're going to move on to summer. You've moved to a forest with beautiful bluebirds all around. They're magnetic and want to be seen and heard. They have a space for them to come together to communicate their love, ideas, and support. They bond and build their connections by holding space for each other. They feel safe to open up and communicate ideas. They bring the big ideas they have been planning and share their wisdom with the other birds. How does summer feel? Do you feel connected to it? It's okay if not. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. At the start of fall, we still have the energy from summer still lingering. The leaves from the trees slowly start to change, signaling that it's almost time to start to retract. It tells us that the signs are subtle but important to watch. It's allowing us to use our energy to bring our projects to a close before the winter sneaks in, to pay attention to the details, to nourish our bodies with grounding foods, to prepare for winter. We begin to feel vulnerable. It's that time to let those around us know that we won't be gathering at our normal spaces out in the world, because it's time to focus inward. It's time to declutter and organize so we can rest in the next season. We let go of anything that may not serve us so we can make room for the new. We find ways to keep us grounded in our bodies, preparing any way we can for winter. How does fall feel in your body? Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. In the woods, we see a bear heading into a cave. She has listened to her instincts and the signs from Mother Earth telling her that it's time to rest. She gets these signs before winter starts. She cares for herself so she can emerge as a powerful creature when winter ends. She releases anything that isn't serving her. She uses this time alone to recharge, for her to thrive the rest of the year. Being in the cave is setting boundaries. It's avoiding added stress. It's giving time to rest so she can show up as her best self after winter. It gives space for reflection, to assess and analyze for the big picture. It allows time to plan a course of action for when spring emerges. How does winter make you feel? Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. Taking a moment to feel what you may be experiencing allows the intentions to come through and honor where your best work can emerge. Sometimes our seasons may not feel where they're supposed to be. That's okay. We need to honor how we feel and how we can best nourish our bodies. When we see the patterns, we can connect to our body and understand what it's trying to communicate. So thank yourself for showing up. You're going to take a moment to come back to the space around you. How do you feel? Whatever you feel, honor that. Thank you for joining me on this meditation, and until next time, my friend.
Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes right when they are released. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to ask you to leave a review or share with a friend. Those few seconds make a big impact on my podcast, and I'd be grateful for the support. Thank you again for joining me in this episode of Floatactivity. Until next time.